Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is truly a blessing to know that we have someone watches over us. So watching and looking in our every loving eyes. Because when you can go to sleep, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and allow God in prayer to watch over you while you lay down. And lay down as in the form of a dead man and see another day. It's something to just say, thank you, Father, for another day. Because some of us know that we deserve justice, but he give us his mercy. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for his love. And what, you know what I love about him so much? That even at our best, we are just like filthy rags before him. Some of us can be so high-minded and thinking we are so good. But my brothers and sisters, if it had not been for the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, who was really watching us as we lay there. Amen. You know what? If you could have just take one snap of the finger and you be and I be in a place that we wish we could be with them always. But I'm telling you right now, we are living because of his grace and his mercy. We are living and moving around this world because of his grace and his mercy. He has bestowed on us this day, a day that we can look back and say, thank you. I don't take it for granted anymore because I do know that it can be us, you and I, standing in the need of a blessing. I'm telling you, there's a word from the Lord that we all ought not to say, I love him, and I know if it had not been for him, we wouldn't be talking right now. But it was him who trusted us in the state that we are right now and allows us to still be here. I come by to tell you, love has spread over the ministry this week. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe that he came in and he blessed. If you've been hurting, he bless. If you had some misunderstanding, he bless. So what is he talking about? Man, don't you know God allowed things to happen to you and I because he loves us? He told one man he was going around seeking the devour. And he asked him, what you were doing while you seeking it? I'm looking somewhere to destroy somebody. But have you considered, watch this, my brothers and sisters, anybody on earth, at God's plan. Have you find somebody over there that I can talk to? God said, "Lie, one of them guys, one of the children, talk to him and see can you get him to stop worshiping you, to stop calling in, to stop doing what we do Monday through Friday." I know from my this helped me. What we do every day, I don't have to be the one talking all the time. I can listen. But by the way that God got it right now, I just let him use me and be willing for him to use me. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I believe there are some things that he's going to loose in heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And I believe some things he's going to loose from the earth. And I'm going to be here trying to wait on what he has for store for this church. And we are the temple of the Lord. What are you doing with your temple? What are you doing with your temple? Many times we say these things, and I want to kind of go to that scripture, but I want to bag up a little bit when I go to it. Let's look at the Matthews today. I want to look at Matthews 15 today. 18 and 15. I want to look at that from the depth of his heart. I want to look at it and see what God was dealing with the fate of man. Boy, he dealt with us. All help me, Holy Spirit. And he showed us to him He showed us some things that we know is him. I want to say something again. Do you love the Lord? Have you took time out and served the Lord? Are you doing your best you can to walk in faith? I'm trying to tell you, you're going to go through some things. Don't worry about the things you go through. Worry about one thing that you're going through. And going through, sometimes the journey might be a little longer. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. Prayer works. Prayer works. When you feel like you just want to give up, pray to the Lord and ask God for some strength in your walk today. I believe what that song says, the angels, he has them watching over us. Yeah. He has them sitting right now, looking at us, while some of us know that it is God who's bringing this thing together, who's knitting it together, tying it together, so we can worship this morning. But I want to deal with a little few scriptures that I'm going to. Maybe it's God's will. We always say the doors of the church. Or we thank again for your prayers, and we ask you and solicit your prayers. We never turn a prayer down. I know sometimes we say things, everybody can't pray for me. That's probably the best thing, and so it is, right? There are some times that God can take what man meant for evil and turn it around for his good. I know he can. He's not going to let nothing harm us. He might let a little trial come down, but it's to strengthen us, my brothers and sisters, to strengthen us as we go in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come in the most humble manner we know how, thanking you, Lord, for your love. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the strength that you give us as we carry this blessed thing battle, Lord. As we look into the eyes of your heart, Lord, as you give us a place, Father God, that we can see things spiritual now, that you open up the windows of heaven and you allow us to see some things what man would desire to see. Lord, we just thank you for the spiritual eyes. We thank you for the physical thing that you give us in life we call life, Lord. Lord, we know, Father God, you can do it anytime you want to. You can take breath out of man's heart. Lord, and Lord, you can allow the man not to breathe anymore, and he will be laying in rest. But Lord, we just thank you for the little things we take for granted. Thank you, Father God, for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, that the Holy Ghost let us know that you are in the midst, Lord. So, Father God, we ask you to concentrate our mind now. Lord, we ask you the blessings, Father God, as we get in the Word. Lord, teach and preach the Word today, Lord. Guide us, Father God, that we do your will, Lord, that we move out the way, Lord, and let as we decrease, then you increase, Lord. We believe, Father God, that when you come in, everything is all right, Lord. So help us, Lord, to learn how to forgive. Help us, Lord, to learn how to receive forgiveness, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, if any stubborn spirit on right now, Lord, we just bind that spirit in the name of Jesus, so you could be lifted up in this service today, Lord. We love you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Lord, we said never leave us, Lord, to ourselves, Lord. And we ask this always in Jesus' name. We pray. In the scripture, we will be coming again from Matthew 18 and beginning of that verse 15. And as we read the scripture, preface that you kiss right on where we at right now. And it's time to open it up for understanding what God wants man to do and how he wants to apply. Jesus was speaking at this time because it is written in red. If your Bible is the Bible that is the hard copy, you know, or maybe on your app or phone, whatever you read your Bible. But this reading that we're going to do now, it is in red. It is in red. Now, look how they read. Moreover, if thy brother, help me, Holy Spirit, should trespass, watch this now, against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. Help me. Watch this thing now. And if he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. My brothers and sisters, there's going to be some time in going to a person you're going to have to. Now, this is going to be a tough lesson. When I say about a tough lesson, a lot of people don't want to go back. And you want to be mad, you know. You want to hold on to something, and you want to revenge it back. But he said, if you find that problem, that sin that comes up on them, and it's between you and him, he said, y'all go alone. Don't take nobody with you. You go by yourself with him and her, and you ask them and hear them and receive that, whether it's you or her or him, and receive the apology what just happened. So I want to ask you, when the last time, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, that you had to go to somebody and tell them about what went wrong, and you tell them what were wrong, and you forgave them, and they forgive you. Y'all had a one-on-one conversation before it got real bad, before it got into malice. You know how people hold on to things so long, and you know, then the malice become, I wish he would, you know. It didn't got to that stage. I want to tell you this morning, go to the person, like the scripture just said. And when you go to that brother alone, if he should hear thee, thou should gain thy brother. If he humble himself and hear the word of God, hear you in that word of God, and receive the apology. Help me. Watch what they do now. It always, and every time I look at that, if you could just be prayerful with me, it's almost like that when you go to the book and you read James. James said over here, just a little deviation. James said, let him know that he which converted a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and he shall hide the multitude of sin. I'm in the book, y'all. If you're going, let me back up so you can make sure you understand what I'm talking about. Let me back up just a little bit. Let's go to James. Let me let you see what I'm trying to get you to understand. James recorded this like this here. James 5 now. James 5. I'm going to back up just a little bit. Just get a little more understanding of this scripture, what I'm trying to tell you. I'm going to back up to when it says, verse 16, when it said, confess your faults to one to another and pray. Watch it. One for another that you may be healed. The fervent, affectionate prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And then this is Esau, right? Look at it. But to me, Isaiah, he said, was a man subjected to lack of passion as we are, and have prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Watch this now. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave him rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you err from the truth, and one has converted him, let him know that he, watch it now, was converted the sinner from the errors of his way, shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. So when you are, watch this now, if you find your brother, help me, Holy Spirit, you find your brother in a place of have had a egregious sin that caused the death, and you go to that brother or that sister, and you help that brother and sister to see in the way of repentance. If you tell them and show them and love, it don't have to be that you're reading the scripture to them, but you go to them, you tell them with the meekness of God, and tell them and receive them in a way, that in a humility, so they can understand they err. But you're not condemning them. You are showing them there's a better way of us doing this than we're doing right now. And you get that person to hear you, and that sinner turn and repent. You're now did what we all say along. A saved soul should save a soul. Help me, Holy Spirit. You then took the scripture and you broke that scripture so broad that it ain't no, it's not little to mighty into a person anymore. Now that person can see it for himself. So I want you to look at that James 5. Hold your hand there. I want you to always think about how what God has done for you. If you could just go back a minute. And don't never forget this. We're still over here in Matthew, right? That first scripture, it says 5 and 18, Matthew 18 and 15. He said, more, if the brethren should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault amongst him. And look what he said, alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. He said, but if he would not hear thee, then take with thee one or two or more. That in the mouth, look what it says, in the mouth of two or three witness, every word may be established. Now watch this now. If that person, it don't work with just you and him. If you try to go to him alone, and that didn't work, you take him among you and someone else, and out of the mouth of two or three, it established the truth. So once you go before them and you take them before, and that don't work. Oh, help me. So you done trying your best to try to get this person to hear you. You have tried your best to try to mend the ways of what we call right today. When one person don't receive like he does right now, we call right today, now he done hardened his heart. Now or she don't want to, he don't, man, you hurt me. You did me so bad. I don't care who you bring, who you get to help you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to forgive you. Now you done done that. You done went to two and three people. Now, this is what people get mixed up in the church, right? This is what people don't that have been in church don't know how when you can put somebody out the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now this is when you done went one-on-one. That didn't work. You went, you got a witness, two or three witnesses, that didn't work. Now look what the scripture said. If he should neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. Help me, Holy Spirit. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a republican. Help me, Holy Spirit. So once a person that had all this opportunity to mend this thing, to try to get it right, you know, because that's what we try to do. We take our time out, my brother and sister, and try to make that relationship mend. And then, you know, maybe you might be like over here in Galatians. You know, Galatians tells us, he said, brethren, this is 6:6-1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, and this is, you got to hit it real good now. He said, ye which are spiritual, help me, Holy Spirit. It's a whole lot going on with that spiritual thing. He said, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Watch this now. He said, consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted. What are you saying here? What I'm trying to tell you, we cannot try to help someone in the flesh. If you don't handle him or her in the spirit, that spirit that you trying to help him with, if you go into the flesh of it, it's going to get in you. It's going to get in you. Like that latter part of that scripture said, he said, if you don't consider thyself, least thou also be tempted. So when you there and trying to help that person, you have to stay in the spirit. You have to be in meekness. Meekness calls people to look at you, might think you're weak, but you're not weak. What you are, you are showing that person a level of of the Holy Spirit, that everyone that sit by the side of my voice say they know God and say they receive God as their Lord and Savior should have within them. And wherever you're weak at, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Wherever you have the problem, man, God will intercede in there. He will give you strength. Have you ever got some strength? And you were right in the middle of something, and God came in, and he lifted you up. Oh, my God. He lifted you up so high that it moved you out the way. You can tell when it moved you out the way, because if you stay in the flesh while you're helping that person, if you're in the flesh, man, you'll start cussing him out. You'll start fighting him. You done took the matter like you were trying to help him and join into the singing. But if you stay spiritual with it, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you just look at it and prayerfulness, what I do, I can't, and I'm just telling you what worked for me. If I'm talking to somebody and they get out of hand, I'm going to find some kind of way to get out of it. I'm going to find my best to get a detour out of that situation. And I'm not talking about, when I say detour, I ain't talking about just taking off running. And sometimes you might have to walk away. Sometimes you might have to leave that person alone. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you might let that person get some time to cool off. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes you might get, it might take a few days. You know what I'm talking about? Because some people have a stubborn spirit like that. But when you in the spirit and you're trying to help that person, and that person's not receiving you right now, that is mean that that spirit had took the understanding out of his mind or her heart. They can't hear you. But let me tell you one thing. Don't let it trip you up. Don't let it get you that when you there, it turns you back and say, "Well, you ain't gonna hear me like this, so I'm gonna do this here so you can understand me." Now I'm gonna speak to your what you said, your mind, your level. No, don't do that, because all you're doing is open room for the situation to get out of hand. So let me make sure I read all these scriptures again. When we went to Galatians, I want to back up. And I'm gonna read these. I'm gonna read 15, right, all the way to 17. Watch how it reads. And moreover, if thy brother should trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between, look what it says, between thee and him alone. If he should hear thee, look what it says, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more. That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, everywhere it may be established. He said, if he should neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man in the public. Let him be as a renegade. Let him be as a sinner. But let's back up. He's talking about church folks now. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's talking about somebody inside the church, the fellowship, in this circle right now. And I'm going to do this here, and ain't nothing wrong with us, right? Say me and Reverend Henry, get out of control. You know what I'm talking about? We just get out of control. And then one of us say, man, some kind of way the Spirit jumped back in and watched it now. So when the Spirit jumped, he said, well, let me go to Eric, man. That went the wrong way. Let me go there. And Reverend Henry come to me, and I'm in church, right? We supposed to be godly men. Watch this here. Even ladies, too. And we come together, and he try to do it by himself, and I don't receive it. Boy, you know it's going to be a problem now. There's a spirit there. There's a spirit there of stubbornness, you know what I'm talking about, because he and I are really good friends, you know what I'm talking about. He should be able to come to me and correct me. I should be able to listen to him because I know he loved me. He's not going to do nothing to hurt me. He's going to do something to help me. So I should receive what he gives to me, not look at it as a negative thing. So then that didn't work. If he go get Brother D and he go get Brother Nutty and he come to me with that problem and y'all trying to talk to me, I said, man, you just don't know what Reverend Henry did to me, man. He dead wrong, man. I can't accept that what he did. And then y'all said, well, man, Eric is really at that. Y'all been friends. Y'all preach. Y'all talk together, man. You should be finding a place of a reason right now, Eric. Why would you want to hold that against Reverend Henry? I'm I mean, you just don't know how bad he hurt me, man. If you know how bad he hurt me, you wouldn't even come tell me to receive his apology. Man, he hurt me. And then that didn't work. Then we bring him for the whole congregation. We bring him from what we say, God's plan. We bring him before that. And we bring him before that and put him before the altar and allow the brother to have a space of reason with him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And allow him to hear what the church has said for him. Not just directly putting him out, not just putting him out as a cat, but allow a place that we can speak to him. Because I'm going to tell you something. The summing, it helps me when I read the summing, right? The summing says in Psalm 133, it said, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together." You know what I said? It says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Somebody said, "What are you talking about, Brother Eric?" Well, I'm trying to tell you, we are living in a time and the devil will creep in, man. He will creep in the church. And watch this here. If you just want to be frank about it, we are the church. When you look at yourself, you are the temple of the Lord. That's why we can gather like we do. But it's a different when you get in a synagogue, in a temple, and you get in the worship. That's a physical church. But we are the temple of the Lord. So you in prison, that spirit shouldn't be in you. You should welcome correction. You should welcome being a peacemaker. So when we come together like that, help me, Holy Spirit. See, we live in a time that we have to preach it, that you're living in a world that people will not forgive. You're living in a world where people hold grudges for years and years and years. I'm telling you right now, if you just listen to the next three scriptures, you'll understand me more plainly about how about when you can get people to come in on one accord. Look what the scripture says after they did all about. You took them to the church. You did all what you can to get it to work, and then the Bible said he's like a heathen man in the public. He didn't pick up a spirit not of the church. Now he had this sinful lifestyle. But the Bible said, "Right, brother, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Again, I say unto you that if two of you should agree on earth as in touching anything that thou should ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathering together in my name, there am I. In the midst of them. Man, that's like a promise, yeah? You know we always quote that. When there were two or three gathered in his name, he'd be in the midst. It's the same thing right here. We can come right here. If you pray something, if you want God to do something on this earth, God can do it from heaven. If you want God to let you see some spiritual things, let's get out the box. Get some spiritual things, and he opened up heaven and allow you to do like he see, like John seen one day. He saw a new heaven and a new earth. He's still that kind of God. In 2022, you can look up to the sky and don't worry about nobody around you. I'm not talking about your zoetic. Sign. I ain't talking about your Aquarius and your Pisces. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you can look up in the sky and focus to God, and God will show you some spiritual. I dare you to go before you go to bed and say, "Lord, show me some spiritual, Lord." And why you show me the Lord? Explain it to me. Help me, Holy Spirit. And God start moving that spiritual world and let you see some things as you get closer to him. The word is good. And it helps you in time of need. He said, if you do it on heaven, I will loose it. If you do it on earth, I will loose it in heaven. I don't know about you. If that didn't work, he said, get you another brother. Help me, Holy Spirit. Get you another sister, and y'all touch agree on it. and see what how you get me to come in and answer. He said, if you do this, my brother and sister, and you're on the same agreement of this here, and you believe in what you're praying and both of y'all praying, he said, I will be in the midst. Somebody said, well, I prayed with someone about something, and I never got it. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We trust and agree, like you said in the scripture should be. I want to tell you, the Bible don't lie. If you believe in the Bible and you trust in the Bible, it might not come when you want it. Help me, Holy Spirit. But this is not a cliche. I've seen him a lot of times in my life. He been it was like a day of the Pentecost. The Bible says in Acts 2, he said, when the day of Pentecost was full, come, they were one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Oh, help me. But I love the Bible. It ain't going to let you like my food, bro. Look what it said. He said, suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting in. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set up on each of them. And look what they did now. Watch this here now, y'all. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they be. Look what it says. They began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we live in the time, and we can just worship, and we can come on together. Don't be trying to worry about who leading or who following. If we just come together in love and allow God to come in, my brother, even this morning, he can speak to somebody and change their life. He can give somebody more strength. He can make a way out of no way. He can tell you today what it's going to be, because I've learned. Now, this is just me now. I still believe what the scripture says. In our eyes, we look at 24 hours. In his eyes, in a day, it's like 1,000 years. But then we believe it this time, it was 12 hours. I'm telling you, God is that kind of God. He's moving in our life that rapidly. Then your blessing is coming, whether it might be today, where it might be 10 years now. Whatever God got you to do to wait on that blessing, don't you know he's there? He's so ever close to you, you'll be so surprised. You'll be so surprised that he will come on in. I don't know that you hit that one button by accident, Brother Willie, though, and put your hand down. And if it is, may God bless you and keep you. I want to tell you, you brothers and sisters, as I end this lesson today, I want to tell you, let's get on one accord. Let's come together. If you find a brother or sister in fault, restore him in the spirit. Restore him with the spirit of meekness. Let them see that God in you. And if it's in her or him, they can receive it. Now, if that person really, 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 really mad, I'm telling you, he or she might not receive it at that time. But I want you to know one thing about it. From the bottom of my heart, he's still able. He or she might not receive it then. It ain't like you haven't did it. Now, you can do like the scripture said, take it to 2 or 3, because that's what the book said, and he still don't receive it. You can take him from the church, and he still don't receive it. I'm telling you right now, you have done your part. You have to look at yourself like you haven't done your part. You've done your part. There are going to be some people you might have to cut loose on this, in this journey. But there are going to be some people that God may let you tarry there for a while to be with that person, to hold that person, to be with that person, to hold that person, to talk to that person. Because you never know when it might be your day. You never know. It might be somebody you really love that hurt you real bad. And you just looked at it and said, I can't believe you put me in this position for me and you to be having this kind of conversation. But I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that devil can get any one of us at any time. I don't think nobody wants them in them. You know what I'm talking about? Preface. I really don't think nobody really wants them in. I got two scriptures I want you to listen to. And Paul said this. He said, "O wretched man that I am, who should deliver me from the body of this?" And you know what he said? "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." He wrestled with that. And he seen how he was doing stuff prior to that. And he said that's some things that people wrestle with in the church. Don't let it get twisted. We do make mistakes. We make them a lot sometimes. But I'm going to tell you one thing about it. Don't give up on people so fast, because you never know when they might just break through. But then when God said, let it go, let it go, let it go. But he'll let you know when it's time. It might be a year or two. It might be 10 years, whenever God does it. I'm not going to give you a date, a time, because no man know how God operate fully. Help me, Holy Spirit. I don't care how small, how many letters he got behind his name. Only body can move God is himself and his will. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I want to thank God for the word today. I want to thank him for the manifestation of his Holy Spirit. I want to thank him for how sometimes when you're dealing with the forgiveness, you're dealing with counseling, or you're dealing with a spiritual wickedness out there, it's hard. It's hard sometimes to deal with people sometimes. But maybe that might not be your task. If it come to you, they'd like to take up to somebody and pray for it. They can help you with it. They can help you with the situation. First you and then them. Or maybe them, then you. Whatever it takes for y'all to have a closure there, but not to be in church arguing and fussing. Is that what I heard? That's you, nothing.
Yes, sir. I wanted to ask a question about this. About when people come to you, I was waiting till you got through. I've called you a couple of times and told you a couple of people don't come to me, and I don't understand why. But it's like when they doing good after they've come to me, I don't hear from them no more. The weight gets heavy on them. Here they come again, but it might be months and months later. They don't even speak to you till they need you. Am I continuing supposed to help them, even though they ain't? They don't. It's like to me, I feel like they use me. You know what I'm saying? Just use me at that moment for comfort. Am I doing right by continuing? Sometimes I feel in myself I need to stop, because if you can't acknowledge me until you need me, I be feeling some type of way is what I'm saying. As long as you're doing good, I don't hear hello, hey, how you doing? You okay? Soon as trouble start coming your way, you start calling more and more and more, but as soon as you feel like you done got your head above water, you forget about it. And I get it from different angles, different people, but it's been bothering me for a couple of days. I just had said that to nobody. One was going through a lot of trouble.
It goes back to that scripture where we're talking about when you find a brother overtaking them in the fault. You know what I'm talking about? And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for how he tries to help us. You know what I'm talking about? Because when people come to us, you say, "Man, God, why you keep bringing me this kind of problem?" You know, God, why you? I really got a few problems myself. You know, you hear me, brother?
Right.
I really got a few problems myself.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you something. God won't let nobody come to you unless he. He gonna give you the way to handle that. Now, some people, man, that come to you, that's a good thing too, man. They really respect your answer and respect what you gonna tell them is right. You know what I'm talking about? And people would go up and down, Brother Nutty. Some people are still struggling in some things, and they feel comfort when they come to you like that. And they come to you like that and say, well, I know Brother Nutty going to tell me right, man. You know, and sometimes it goes to other people, they won't tell them. They won't tell them when they're wrong.
Go along with it, get along knowing they're wrong. That ain't right.
Yeah, there you go.
I lost some friends behind that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, they ask you your opinion, but they don't like what you give, so they start dealing with you. They want you to pat them on the shoulder and they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong. Like I told somebody the other day, if you and me and you friend, Reverend Bryant, and you go out there and you commit a crime and I ain't nowhere around and I told you not to go do it, you did it anyway. You made that bitch. You got to go lay in it, not me. I ain't got to get in trouble because you got in trouble. Because I told you right from the get-go.
From the get-go.
So, yeah. You ain't had no business going over there. But
what I'm saying,
it's been bothering me.
Yeah, even in that, though, brother, I guarantee, I told you back then, I said, God, I ain't letting you talk to these people and let people come in your life like that for no reason. You know what I'm talking about? He'll lie on you because he'll trust you to tell them the right. He know you'll tell them the right. He know you're not going to sugarcoat it. I heard you. You say, I don't even think why they come to me. I don't know that much. I'm this and that. But God trusts you to say the right thing, man. That's why he allowed you to do that. I thank God for your, you come a long way, man. You come a long way. I know you it's been how long, but maybe, you think it's been about 5 years? You know what I'm talking about? Since I've been knowing you?
It's been close to 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So I see the growth, man. And that's why I believe in this ministry. And I'm not just talking about this only God playing there. I believe in this ministry, God's going to allow a lot of us do some things for other folks. You know how you would think. I would think Eric would do that. I would think Reverend Henry would do that. But he'll allow you to do it because he's believing in your growth, man. So he'll allow you to go some places where people can't go. You know what I'm talking about? He allowed, see, I remember one time you wanted to come over here, but they said, no, I want you to do this. Somebody did you like that before, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come and you wanted to get some help, and you said, no, I want you to. But then you have to watch out for that spirit, because sometimes that spirit don't want to hear nothing either from somebody else, but then all of a sudden that spirit do want to hear only for you. You see what I'm saying? So you got to discern if it's of God or that spirit to say, well, he can sit here and let you pity for them. You know what I'm talking about? Pity for them. Because some people need a shoulder to cry on and don't want the correction. I know you ain't going to do that because I hear how you talk. But some people don't want to be correct. They want you to tell them they're right all the time. You know what I'm talking about, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. I was raised the right way. I fell out and went my own way when I was a teenager, but I know right from wrong. And all of us do that. Sometimes I be needing help, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
If I go to them same people, it's like, it ain't about you. Yeah, it's about all of us. All of us need somebody to help them. We all need help.
I try to be strong.
I be strong for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need somebody to talk to counsel me or understand where I'm coming from. They don't want to hear. They just want to hear you help them. That's how I've been feeling lately.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend here. He'll tell it to me.
Mm. Mm. But that's what I was saying, that you have to watch it. We have to watch it if that spirit gets in us while we're helping them. You see what I'm saying? If you don't watch it, that spirit will turn back into you. That's why you have to watch it, be in the spirit when you're dealing with that type of counseling. You know what I'm talking about? If you understand what I'm saying. You catch that?
What you trying to help them get over?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
I said, yeah, you can be trying to help them get away from something, and it'll get up on you, and then you see yourself
there
in that same predicament.
There you go. That's why you just have to pull a homo. Yes, our Amy has sent us something, right? And it's kind of mad, you know, how this is her daily read, right? In her daily read, she reads it. See, when I ain't it, you know, because that's your ain't, because she my ain't, because you my cousin, and so she my ain't too, right? So yeah, you understand. So there was a time that our auntie had some things going on, and God healed her, you know what I'm talking about, and healing her, she's been running real close to it, and she keeps a lot of stuff she used to read, right? These just little things she sent to her. This is what the daily read, it was today's day, right? It said, walk with me in the freedom of her forgiveness. The path of falling together is sometimes steeper and slippery. He said, if you carry the burden of guilt on your back, you are more likely to stumble and fall. He said, at your request, I will remove the heavy load, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, from your burden, and it is at your foot of the cross. And I like this boy. Look, said, look into my face and feel my warmth of my love light and shine upon you. It is unconditional love that free, watch this, you from both fear and sin. Don't you love that? Don't you love that when you can go to God and he can forgive you and he release that fear? You know, because sometimes we are worse as enemy, but I want you to know that once God forgives you, he don't remember anymore. Only time God remembers something if you bring it back up and you don't and you go back into it. But once you forgive, once you went in and watch this, Reverend, once you come in and you ask God to forgive you, I don't care what nobody says. I'm going to tell you for what I believe now. It don't have to work right now for you right now. If you let somebody take your path and keep it before you, you're letting them do that. Once you go to God and you go to God and you say, God, forgive me for my sin, all my wrong, and you don't go back to it now. You know, if you go back to it now, you know, all you're doing is putting it back in his face. But I'm telling you, once you do that 180 and ask him to strengthen you where you're weak at, ask him to give you the fortitude to not go in that temptation anymore. You know, so what I'm saying right here, God will forgive you. He will remove that off of you. You know, he will take that burden off of you that you don't have to worry about it anymore because you've been forgiven. And being forgiven, man, when you go somewhere, Reverend Henry, and you look at that forgiveness and someone forgave you or you forgive them, it takes a lot of burden off of you, man. You know, if I hurt my wife, you know what I'm talking about, and I hurt my friend, Reverend Henry, you know what I'm talking about, and I go to him and I can see I hurt him, you know what I'm talking about, and then I go to him, I'm sorry, man, you know, I'm sorry, and then some of them will say, well, you said that all the time. Reverend, they said, you said it all the time, is you really sorry? You know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you, if they in the spirit and you in the spirit when you tell them too sorry, my brothers and sisters, it's gold to me. I can believe that. I can believe that God released that so you can have a free walk in front of them. So when you walk with that person, you don't feel guilty, Reverend, because God forgave you and the person received your forgiveness. And might be vice versa. That you got to forgive their sin, brother. Nutty. You might have to forgive their sin, Reverend Henry. You might have to forgive it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes, you know, mm-hmm. and you look at that person. Don't hold that person back over that again. Somebody said they got this old mess going around there. I forgive you. I just don't forget. Man, you ain't forgave
yeah.
them.
Because
you're going to bring it right back up. You're going to put that thing right back
mm-hmm.
in. Like you got new clothes on, new tennis shoes on, new haircut, new teeth. You know what? New flesh. You still got meat on them bones. You know, some people got skeletons,
mm-hmm.
but in their closet, they skeletons ain't really skeletons. They got meat on them. They just waiting until you get them
mm-hmm.
mad again, and it's going to come back out. You see what I'm saying? So, but if you really, 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 really killed that spirit, brothers and sisters, you will resist it. Every time you feel it or hear it, you say, no, I ain't going to think that way. No, I ain't going to do that way. That's when you know you're listening to God. Help me, Holy Spirit. When you can hear God, somebody say, well, I ain't got that yet. Well, the only way you're going to get that is you got to start practicing what? Love. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, love hides
yes,
the most beautiful thing. Love, how you have you telling that person, man, I know you did me wrong, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna be a better person. Yeah, I'm gonna walk away, and I'm gonna receive that. Then I've been over here because I had nobody. Come on, I got to get off this line.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
May God bless
yes,
you. Man, I'm really out there. I'm
going to
get out there. Keep praying for me, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Beautiful lesson. Uh-huh. Beautiful lesson. That's it. I was privileged to hear a wonderful lesson. As Brother Nutty asked a question, I thought about that, that a little story you told me a while back about these two men. And one always spoke to the other one. I believe they were neighbors. They always would pass by. To speak, you know, and then the other never spoke back, but he always drive by away and speak. But then, when the other one decided, okay, I'm not gonna speak to that person no more. so then the other man stopped and said, you know, he hadn't been speaking to me. Then the other one replied, well, he hadn't been speaking back, so I just decided not to speak to you. And the other one told him, well, you just keep on doing what you do. Now, it's a beautiful lesson, you know. Regardless how others respond, keep on letting the love of God flow through you. And God will continue to bless you. Praise the Lord. Keep on, as many as they come to you, still show them the love of God. And God will bless you and show you how to discern. Hallelujah. He'll protect you. For those that would try to despitefully use you, but the scripture tells us to pray for them. Hallelujah. That we won't be tarnished in that. You know, that it won't be, we won't be affected because they decide not to do like they supposed to do. But if we keep on doing like God tells us to do, then we do well. God bless you. Oh, I see you. And Martha, she had a lot of nuggets this morning. And praise the Lord. A lot of beautiful things she gave. I see her right here giving what Simon said. What Simon says, it says, our obedience to God will guide us through the unknown and draw us closer to Him. Praise the Lord. Our obedience. That God will guide us through the unknown. Oh, praise the Lord, and draw us closer to Him. See, we don't know tomorrow. We don't know the next hour, but God is already in the next hour. He's already in the next minute. He's already in tomorrow. We haven't got there yet, but God is already there. So He strategically places us in place that His all things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord and those that are according to His purpose that are called. You know, we are called for ambassadors of Christ. We're representatives of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord. And He should strategically put us in place. Hallelujah. That we may work together and be a blessing to each other. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson today. Thank you, A. Martha. Thank you, Reverend Brian, for that word. Beautiful, beautiful today. Will there be one? Thank you, Brother Nutty, for asking that. Oh, praise the Lord. And thank you for continually to allow God to use you that you may be helpful. Oh, praise the Lord, that you may be helpful even in this service. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If there be not another, we'll pray and continue to let God have his way. We thank God for those that have turned aside to be a blessing. Oh, praise the Lord. Just for you to come and listen is a blessing. You come and turn aside and give God the glory. That's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Could we pray, Father God? Father God in heaven, come thanking you for your goodness. Truly thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for what you allowed us to experience. Thank you, Lord, for coming in and, oh, Father God, making everything all right. Thank you for your listening ear and the prayers you answer. Thank you, Father God, for covering and continuing to keep us. Thank you for your love, your compassion. Oh, Father God, even your concern. Hallelujah. For we know if you look our way, everything will be all right. Thank you for blessing that heart that was continually trying to just love you and be a good servant for you. Thank you, Father God, how you bless us to that we deny ourselves and try with everything in us to put you first. Hallelujah. Lord, letting you know you still reign supreme in our heart. You first, us second. We give all your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Just want to tell you we love you, Lord. We're so thankful to be a part and for you to allow us to be in the family. You've given us many families. You've given us biological family. You've given us spiritual church family. You've given us this God's plan family. You've given us relationships that honor you. We thank you for it, Father. We never want to look over the things that you do for us. We just we raise our hands to you in humble adoration and just tell you thank you. And our hearts are overflowing with your love. And we, Father, just want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. Bless our hearts that we may continue to love one another and do the things. Hallelujah. And do the things that are pleasing in thy Jesus' name. Continue to forgive us for all things known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Those that we know of, those that we haven't brought into the knowledge of that we're doing that's displeasing. But help us, Lord. Hallelujah. That we may be an honorable vessel unto thee. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
then regard it to say, in law.
In law, my territory.
I say, in law. Sing this one. Doctor says, all you need is just one.
Touch me.
You just need God to touch you.
Lord, touch me. Touch me.
I know I'm not much.
Touch me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Touch me.
Sometimes I feel so unworthy. I'll never be very much.
I'll never be very much. Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Until the hands of Jesus come,
Lord,
and reach out and touch me. You see, I looked at my hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want you to know my hands look new.
Yes, it did.
I look down at my feet.
Look at my feet.
And they did too.
They did too.
Here's what I got. I've been praying.
I've been praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I kept on praying. Oh, yes, I did. You know I kept on praying. Yeah, Lord. And just a few days ago,
just a few days ago,
touch me.
I was lost in despair.
Lord, touch.
I needed a touch
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Touch me.
I looked all around me.
I looked all around me, all around me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Touch me.
But no hope for me.
No hope for me.
Could be found.
Could be found.
And here's what I got. I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Praying.
I've been praying.
Yes,
I'm praying. I'm praying.
Praying.
I'm praying. I'm praying. I've been praying. Yes, I have.
Touch me.
I can talk right.
Touch me.
If you touch me,
if you touch me.
I'll hear right.